This is Melissa, and welcome to Creps, a day in a life with a woman with CRPS. So today's episode is season 2, episode 11, marijuana and CRPS. So as some of y'all may know, my loyal listeners out there who I just love so very much, I am in the state of South Carolina, and a bill to legalize medical marijuana in South Carolina is on the calendar for debate at the state house. It does look like it probably won't be voted on until beginning of next year, because session has come to an end. So it probably come on, to vote at the beginning of next year is what, I found in my research. But I'm very interested in what's going to happen, because this is one thing that I have not tried is medical marijuana for my CRPS, because of the fact that it is not legal here. But I've had, of course, listeners and, I've talked to other people that, that has CRPS that does use it, and it helps them out. It's a big relief to them. I really want to find out more about it, because, like I said, I am interested if it does become legal here. How hard is it going to be to get a medical marijuana, prescription? How hard is it going to be to, have the correct amount, I guess you would say, because what if you're having a really bad flare during this time, but are you only like, controlled substances, controlled medication, they give you that refill of only this many pills for that month. So is that going to be the same way with the medical marijuana? I'm very interested to know. And I'm so very interested in this because these past 3 weeks has been so terrible on me. I've been in such a high flare. I do not know what happened. But all I know is that for over a week, I could not even leave the bed. I could not walk. I could not move in any way. I'm getting around a little bit, but it hurts. But y'all understand that it's hard to describe the pain, because it's something that's so out of this world. And I want that opportunity to try something else, because we have tried, I have tried, this medication, this kind of therapy, this, it just goes on and on and on, back and forth and all around. And because I was in such a bad way with my pain level, we went to the emergency room. They, just gave me some medicine and said, just go to your doctor, go to your neurologist, and go to your prime care doctor, because, we're basically, they're not going to help me. They're going to put it off on somebody else. So I went to my, my doctor and my neurologist, and, they've said, there's really nothing more that they can really do. The medication that I'm on, and they can't prescribe me all the medication that I am on. So I have to stick with the doctor that I'm with, even though his nurse practitioner is telling me at every appointment now that there's nothing more that they can do for me. So this is something that, is very important to me, because nobody wants to live like this. Nobody. I know I don't. I get so frustrated, and I get so just not in my right head, because the pain is so bad, and you just want to be able to enjoy your life, enjoy your family, enjoy your dogs that I have that I love so very much. I want to be able to enjoy friendships and be able to go out and explore the world and make memories that are going to be just so incredible. And when you're in pain like this, it's very hard to do that because that's not the memories that you want to keep. You don't want to keep memories of you're just lying in bed and in pain all the time and not even be able to do little things that you want to do, like just cook a small meal for your family, and you're not able to do it. And very exciting news about talking about marijuana is in July, I'm actually of one of our great, you know, guests has been on the podcast, Lisa. She actually got me in contact with Apollo Cannabis Clinics. They are actually in Canada. We are actually going to be talking with them in July. So I'm really excited about that episode because, oh, I know I have so many questions. Like, I know that I try the CBD oil, and if that didn't work on me, well, the medical marijuana, you know, with all the extra ingredients, will that still work, or will I might have a higher chance of it not working? If it is legal in my state, as, you know, medical marijuana is legalized in the state of South Carolina, and is considered as a prescription, can you take it to another state? Is that legal? You know, because what if it's not legal there? Because, I mean, it's like a prescription. I mean, I would be able to take my prescriptions, my pills, you know, and all my medication I take now, as long as it's, you know, mine. And what about, you know, if you're having to go fly or you're on a train or a bus, wherever, are you allowed to take it with you? And another thing is, there is quite a few different ways that, you know, you're able to take marijuana. Like they have, you know, smoke it, of course, and they have edibles. I mean, have different ways. I mean, I've even saw a friend of mine showed me that it was in a drink, an energy drink that she was drinking, and it had, you know, everything that she needed in there. And I was like, that's just so crazy. And does it have the same effect of like smoking it, or is it smoking it greater? And because it's an edible or a drink, does it, you know, lose those key ingredients that you need? I mean, it's just really interesting for me. And I want to know how y'all feel about medical marijuana. How do you feel? You know, do you like that it's available for people, you know, that have like cancer, MS, CRPS, you know, on and on. How about whenever, you know, someone's just so deathly ill and they're just in that pain that nothing else is happening. Like with me, like with so many other CRPS warriors that's out there. You know, is this something that y'all think is a great thing to have, you know, as a choice for us to help us? You know, what kind of questions do you have that I may not have thought of, and we should ask all the ask the people at Apollo, because they are going to be there to answer any questions that I give to them. So I would love to hear from y'all. Write down, you know, in the comments and let me know anything that you would like to know, you know, whether it would interfere with medications. Would you still take all the medications you're already on and that? I mean, I guess we would have to balance it out, right? So I just would like to know, you know, what your views are on it, and if you had any questions that you may want me to, you know, ask all the great people at Apollo, to ask them, you know, how they feel, or if they have the answer to the question that you ask. You know, I hope they can answer mine, that, you know, the few that I have. Or how, even let me know how it helps you. Is it something that has been nothing but great for you. You know, you've been through all the medications, physical therapies, and on and on and on, like we've been and so many of us have done. And our CFPS warriors are just going back and forth and this one and that way. And it's like we're always like being pulled each and every way. So please let me know. I would love to hear from y'all. Please just leave a comment underneath and let me know what you think. Like I said, about it being legalized for medical use, about it being, you know, an option for us and all others that's in a chronic pain. And how does it help you if you do already take marijuana from your medical use? I hope that y'all are having low pain days because I know I surely haven't. I just knew I had to do a podcast today because I haven't done one in a while. And it's because of the fact that I haven't been feeling well. And I just, but I want to get back to, you know, my normalcy, you know, my normal state of being a CRPS warrior and try to do things again that, you know, brings me great pleasure, like this podcast, because, you know, we only can take so much when a person, you know, can only take so much. We really can't. And this is a great way for me to talk and, you know, get my questions out there and, you know, see how everybody else is doing in the CRPS world. I hope y'all enjoy this episode. Please just leave me some questions or leave me comments about how, you know, medical marijuana helped you. And I really hope and fingers crossed that this bill goes through and this is something that I will be able to try in a legal way because I'm definitely don't want to do it any other way but that way because I'm too paranoid to do it any other way but legally. So I will talk to y'all soon and please have those pain, low pain days. All right, y'all. Talk to you next time. Bye.